I'm joined by Martin Chuloff, who's in the Salman Nia Hospital in Bahrain. Martin, just take us through exactly what happened with the raid on the square.
Around 3:15 last night, riot police attacked the Pearl roundabout from all directions. They started by firing tear gas from an overpass, which is very nearby, and then charged the square itself, which was set up with dozens of tents. The riot police came with clubs, knives, they were firing birdshot, sound grenades, tear gas. They were slicing through tents, and they took away some demonstrators. They beat plenty of them, and by all accounts, it was a particularly savage assault, which took about an hour. Now, we've been at the hospital. We've seen several thousand demonstrators who took refuge in the hospital grounds, and other family members who have joined them to look for their dead and wounded. We can confirm 3 people were killed. Dozens more were wounded. There still are some walking wounded in the site itself, which has been blockaded by security police. There's been an attempt this morning by demonstrators to reclaim the square, and by ambulances who have been besieged in the hospital to go to the square and to bring victims. Both ambulances and demonstrators were beaten back by riot police, who charged them from a point about around 2 kilometres away from the square, again firing sound grenades and birdshot. And so it's been a dramatic escalation throughout the morning. There's a seething feeling throughout this hospital, which is still being used as a refuge centre for demonstrators who are trying to regroup and decide what to do next.
What kind of wounds have people got in the hospital?
Well, there's a trauma surgeon here who was a protester. He was sleeping overnight in the tent. He's one of the hospital's finest. He was handcuffed and he was kicked repeatedly around the face and head. He's in a critical care ward being cared for by his colleagues. The other wounds we're looking at are birdshot wounds, broken ribs, typical blunt trauma stuff. They've been in close contact with people wielding clubs. There doesn't appear to be any wounds from direct gunfire. No Kalashnikovs or pistols appear to have been used thus far. However, the assault was particularly savage. There are a lot of broken bones, there are a lot of cuts, and the hospital wards are very much struggling to cope.
You gave a figure of 3 dead. I thought it was just 2. Who's saying 3?
We've just been told by a doctor here that a 3rd victim has been brought in within the last hour. Now, I need to double check that, but we are being told that by a trauma surgeon.
Okay. This raid took place at sort of 3 in the morning. Presumably, most of the people were asleep.
No one expected it. It was 3:15 a.m. People were asleep. There were 50 to 60 tents had been set up on Pearl Roundabout, which is basically a small circle in the centre of town with a sculptured landmark above it. People were sleeping. A few people were having a bonfire. The assault was in complete darkness, and it was fast. It was organised, and it was particularly brutal.
And presumably, people who would have been awake would have been entirely peaceful.
Yes, they were. They had no weapons. We spent the whole day on that square yesterday. We spoke to a number of people who are now in hospital. There didn't appear to be any attempt at all to assault the riot police. It was basically a camp in. They were setting up camp and they weren't going to leave. It was a Tahrir Square sort of a setup, and violence came upon them before dawn.
Okay, Martin. Thanks very much.